Thank you for joining me, Estra, this Saturday, August 29th, 2:14 for Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employer, short and long-term disability, personal injury, and much, much more. A person injured in a car accident who files a lawsuit against auto insurance companies is like bringing a popsicle to a gunfight. By the time you go to trial, you're standing there with this wooden stick with the auto insurance companies holding an automatic gun aimed at your forehead. With their ability to pay $500 an hour, plus their attorney and a team of their staff, along with local attorneys in your town, surveillance on your activities, which results in nothing, researchers performing background checks from the day you were born, along with a list of medical staff who must be related to politicians by the way they perform independent medical exams, known as IME, which are anything but independent from my experience, you wonder why they call our system Justice for All, when in fact, it really demonstrates the power of a few, from what I've learned. Walking in the den of these corporations is an experience that is truly eye-opening from my experience and perspective. It's definitely not for the faint of heart, for being raked over the coals is enough to traumatize healthy people. From a person dealing with physical injuries and additional losses, it's understandable why so many people just accept approximately 10% of the value of the claim and settle before trial. But is this right? And why do they have so much power to harass and intimidate working class people who typically are clueless to the possible ruthlessness they are about to be exposed to only when trying to get what they've been promised? Money in exchange for a safety net which is supposed to catch you when you fall. In this case, falling involves being involved in a car accident, which does not necessarily mean they're going to settle with you and that you're safe. Today, let's explore what you might expect when taking an auto insurance company on for benefits that they have now reneged on paying after a personal injury. Today, we'll spend our time talking about lowball settlements by auto insurance companies, struggling through the injury claim process, what kind of attorney you should hire, what kind of behavior can you expect from auto insurance companies, and the personal injury lawsuit against an insurance company. Place your questions or comments on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show, or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident experiences. In current years, some auto insurance companies have decided that it's profitable for investors to pay as little as possible out on insured claims. Have you noticed that their first offer is made to insult not only intelligence, but to check desperation levels? Many insurance carriers believe in holding out until the end of the 3 years, which is typically the amount of time given to file a lawsuit claim. By this time, most working class people are broke, bills are past due, and overwhelmed with problems. Yes, for insured, this is prime time and a way to break down people who are already hurting. Most of these companies use a computerized model to estimate these lowball settlement values. For example, if you have a claim that is worth $10,000, do not be surprised by a lowball offer of $1,000. And why would someone take such an offer? Perhaps they are about to be thrown out of their residence, or perhaps there is something desperately needed for survival. If out of desperation they take this offer, who profits 90%? Yes, the insurance company. Not only are they able to keep premiums, but they also are able to keep the money that should have gone to the injured person. How could some insurance adjusters be so callous? Because they may be receiving a bonus as a percentage of what they saved the company. But is this fair? Is it the right thing to do? How will the injured person survive? Life struggles due to injury will continue. These insurance companies could learn a thing or two from the Market Basket Corporation. For those of you who have not heard the story yet, there's a chain of grocery stores that's headquartered in Boston, Massachusetts, which was co-owned by two relatives, Arthur S. and Arthur T. And to make a long story short, it was like the Hatfields and the McCoys. In other words, a major feud between them. Arthur T. was fired by Arthur S. after decades of partnership. Arthur T. treated employees with respect and dignity, paid them good wages, helped them through difficult times, kept grocery prices low for customers. Over the decades, he developed a loyalty from both employees and customers. We as working class Americans have not been recipients of this kind of loyalty and care since stagnant wages began decades ago. It's not amazing that both employees and customers cared about the life of Arthur T. because he treated them well. In short, the employees, at the risk of losing their jobs, and also customers boycotting the store for months until Arthur T. was rehired. And it worked. The working class has forgotten where the true power lies. This power lies with working people standing up for fairness by auto insurance or corporations as a whole. It is only when fear overtakes people that we stand for stagnant wages, reduced benefits, or, as our topic today, allow auto insurance companies to keep benefits that belong to their insurance. The way Arthur T. runs his business was with integrity, honesty, respect of employees and customers. He meant it when he said employees and customers were family, and displayed this by his actions. Somewhere in the 1970s to the 80s, companies decided the only interest they needed was to look out for their own, and they have demonstrated this, in my opinion, in how corporate America has been treating working class citizens since this time. Unfortunately, auto insurance companies have followed suit, and this is why, in our example, they could pay out $1,000 on a claim valued at $10,000 without consideration of the pain and suffering they are unleashing against the very people who helped to build their wealth. How tragic. How selfish, in my opinion. How can you stay away from these bad faith companies? One way is to contact your local state commissioner and see which auto insurance companies are refusing to pay claims. You may have looked under several of their names, or you actually have to look under several of their names, because they're typically broken up by subsidiaries. But it's easy to recognize the behavior and the companies. Currently, we have a Congress, or many members in Congress, that are more interested in being reelected and receiving money from lobbyists than doing the right thing for their constituents. The suffering experienced to date by working-class citizens due to bad policies from this Congress, in my opinion, will go down in U.S. history. Until they decide to do their jobs, we as a country, from my perspective, are in trouble. Make sure to register to vote in November. Will it make a difference? Absolutely, if you're tired of lobbyists running the country instead of citizens. But back to the subject at hand. So what will you do when faced with a lowball offer? Typically, it's not the first, but also the second and the third. Yes, they know you're in a pickle. Most people are just one paycheck away from disaster, and for a couple of years now they have played hardball with your claim, meaning the insurance carrier has been unwilling to settle. Don't you think it's odd a company that has vested interest in keeping your money has the right to decide if they give it to you? Seems like the injured are at a disadvantage. Why isn't there a third party which makes this decision within a year's time frame by reviewing claims that's impartial and has no relationship to the insurer or insured, where the cost is a part of the premium already paid, so there's no unfair advantage by insurance companies? In my opinion, this decision needs to be taken out of the hands of insurance companies and into the hands of a third party who could be more objective in their decision making. In this way, light could be placed upon bad behaviors and corrections made before injured are driven down to the edges of poverty. It would be better for the injured to receive settlements, the amounts to be fair, and equitable. Should you expect an insurance company to counter your settlement demand with a fair offer? From my experience, some do and some don't. When auto insurance companies can lowball their insured just because our legislative bodies, both at a state and federal levels, let them, it's a problem. People are hurting due to the decisions made in biased, hurtful ways by these corporations. In my opinion, if you find that an auto insurance company offers you a 1% of the claim value as an initial offer, recognize they do not respect you as a customer and have a personal and may have personal integrity issues as a corporation. If they are not willing to offer a fair settlement, recognize this is a business decision, only that will eventually turn customers away. Whether you decide to accept or decline these lowball offers, remember how this company made you feel. Did you feel they took advantage of you? Then you know your premium dollars are going to the wrong company. Again, you are the most important person in this equation. Therefore, do what is best in your interest. Personally, I believe working class people need insured civil rights. Otherwise, there will not be a level playing field for the people hurt. Most injured are outgunned, and a popsicle will not stop the bullets. There needs to be a system in place that protects the injured, so by the end of the process, they are not worse off due to the power and influence of auto insurance companies that are able to delay and deny their claims. If you agree, make sure to go out and sign the We the People petition out at whitehouse.gov for insured civil rights. Let's put an end to the unfair advantage of auto insurance companies against those who pay their premiums. To the auto insurance companies that are treating their injured fairly, thank you. Car accidents are hard enough without having to challenge a multi-billion dollar corporation with a $12,000 to $50,000 per year job and little savings. Keeping your word to your insured shows higher levels of integrity. Struggling through the injury claim process takes time and patience, both of which is in demand when injured. All of a sudden, you're faced with paperwork galore. Most auto insurance or long-term disability companies ask for this information in order to be kept abreast on condition. However, I would challenge this concept and would like to supply another possibility. Would this be a way of looking at ways to eliminate your claim? Could they be reviewing the clauses placed in the contract that allows them to out actually for not paying your claim? I would suggest that they want to know who you are treating with to ascertain what level of influence they may have over the determination of how your condition is defined. Many people involved in collisions share openly, expecting the same from their insurance company, but this is not necessarily the case. Always ask or think about why they are requesting certain information. Do not be afraid that they will not settle with you if you ask too many questions. From my perspective, this is a good way to learn where your claim stands with them. If they begin saying, we can only do such and such if you provide this and that, and always attempt to place the ball in your court, so to speak, from my experience, they have no intentions of settling fairly. They may just be trying to get as much information from you as possible or hoping you will say the wrong thing and eliminate the claim. This is the reason to stick just to the facts and not to be led astray by leading questions by an insurance adjuster. They do have a guillotine at the end of the road, from my perspective. This accident may be new for you, but these corporations have seen this over a million times. They know the timelines and expected recovery rates. Therefore, it is only the injured who's kept in the dark. Therefore, spend time learning about your injuries and the journeys for most folks. Yes, we are unique, but typically there is some commonality. As you face struggles, recognize as long as you don't give up, you'll make it through. It may not be easy, but worth getting to the other side. Make sure to stop by and visit Estra's Car Accident Official site. By the way, you may also encounter these same issues when processing a claim with your employer's benefit program. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Esther, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. This is the reason for talking about you with Esther's radio show, Esther's TV, and blog. This week, I'd like to introduce you to the petition on WhiteHouse.gov under We the People. It's one for insured civil rights to allow injured people to have a level playing field when filing a claim against an insurance company or an employer that's self-insured who follow ERISA rules. Please go out and take a moment and sign the petition so that if you become injured in a car accident, you won't have to worry about if you're going to get a fair shake or not. Also, on change.org is a nutritional lunch program petition, and it's to make sure that our children have the right to get a nutritional meal. They deserve a chance to not only be able to think while at school, but not to be hungry. You can also join me at other locations. Visit me out on Pinterest at Estra's Radio Show and also on Tumblr. It's Estra's TV, blog, and radio. And also Instagram, where you can actually follow along and actually see daily activities that happen to people who have to face harassment and intimidation on a regular basis. All personal injury attorneys are not created equal. Many will tell you of their willingness to take your case to trial if necessary, but in my opinion, this is not always true. Most have a settlement value in mind that makes it worth their while to do all the necessary work to prepare for trial. The other thing they know that most injured people don't are the games auto insurance companies will play in order to win a suit. The law firm you hire must be equipped and financially sound in order to be able to take on a multi-billion dollar corporation, and your case must be worth passing over the other cases that come their way. The amount of time preparing for trial is long. From my perspective, this means knowing the value of your claim, which is not always easy because insurance carriers don't want injured to have this information. It's difficult to cheat someone who knows the value of settlement. Lawyers, in order to get your business, are not always upfront with what your claim may settle for. This leaves many injured in limbo and wondering, are they making the best decisions on their behalf? Most lawyers, from my experience, initially will tell you all the upsides of your case until you are in negotiations with an auto insurance company, and then they present the negative aspects of going to trial. Many, in my opinion, because it's a lot of work for them, and they would prefer that you settle, since more than likely, their percentage of the claim will be better. When going to trial, the cost of expert witnesses, filings, dispositions, and costs continue to increase. By the way, from my experience, dispositions are witch hunts and attempts to find something to use against you. So this is a time to stay with only the facts. Also, insurance carriers are not above going not only after you, but your attorney. Therefore, you don't want to hire just anyone. In fact, instead of doing the one-third of your settlement, which typically ends up closer to 40%, you may want to consider paying hourly for an attorney to negotiate your claim and put together the paperwork yourself or with the help of a paralegal professional. Not only will you end up more likely paying less out, but having more control. Or actually, it's also better to wait until your health is stable if you can, because from my perspective, the sharks in this pool have sharp teeth, they have no compassion, and take no prisoners. On the initial contact with an insurance representative, injured are asked to give a statement of what happened at the scene. They typically ask if they can record the conversation. With one exception, personally I prefer that they write it down. Tactics to use a recorded version against you, perhaps by misrepresenting what you communicate, sometimes occurs. If you choose written documentation only, make sure to take notes of what you and they respond. Do not let this conversation become a guillotine moment. This is certainly where the auto insurance games begin, in my opinion. Attempting to trip up claimants can help their cause of reducing claims right out of the starting gate. Again, I cannot stress just enough to say the facts. Just the facts. Don't get off topic or even be led astray. Before making the initial contact, make sure to review your policy and pay close attention to the fine print because they are looking for ways to reduce or eliminate a claim. The first few contacts are initially pleasant to some degree. However, don't take this for granted as a sign of their support. Remember, these people work for the insurance company and look out for their best interests, not necessarily yours. Be your best advocate from the start to the end of this claim. Everything you say or do from this point forward will be under their scrutiny, yet don't let them control your actions. Be yourself. Do what is necessary to make life better while recovering. Do not be intimidated or a prey to the games afoot. There is no right or wrong way to recover. Just do your best. Whatever insurance carrier's true intentions are, they will eventually come out. And frankly, from my perspective, they may have little to do with your injuries, but the financial goals of their company. If they are supposed to be providing you with medical costs, reimbursement, lost wages, rental car, whatever the case might be, if they are late and not paying, ask them why and when. From my perspective, if they start delaying, this means that they may be attempting to cut you off at the worst time. They just haven't discovered what that would be for you as of yet. Save as much money as possible because the rain will come and even a small umbrella savings will be better than not having any resources at all. Certainly pay attention to their behaviors. If they say they're going to do something, get a date and verify that it's done by that date. I know it's difficult to have to audit everything they do when not feeling well, but trusting them to do things just because they're in your policy may be a rude awakening that you may not actually see coming otherwise. Choose to trust them once they have shown that they can be depended upon and still verify each action. Remember, it's your survival that's at stake. Again, make sure to stop by and say hello. Share your comments. It's nice to have a place to share accident struggles and victories. As with life, it is indeed about the journey. Recently released videos include harassment and intimidation of the injured. It's common for people who file auto insurance, employer benefit, or Social Security disability claims to find themselves facing harassment and intimidations in hopes of getting injured to eliminate a claim. This is a must-see video, and it's free. It's out on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. Also available is Surveillance Harassment Uncut. It's a real-time demonstration of what many people injured in car accidents who file benefits experience. See day-to-day intimidation tactics, which must be overcome. And also, you can see examples of this on Instagram under Estra's TV. The next one is Meet Estra. It's an introduction about the journey of being involved in a car accident and what this experience may entail. And the last video is Disability Surveillance 101. This video shares what to look out for, privacy retention, documentation, and encouragement. Also still available are the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planners in case you're involved in a collision this year. Stop by any time, pick up a copy, and you can also pick up my book, Car Accident by Estra. You can get them together, or you can get them separate. But they help make planning, organizing, documenting, and information retrieval a lot easier. So stop by my official car accident site for more information, and there you can spend time reading, watching, or listening for valuable accident information, wisdom, knowledge, and support. Personally, I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, which I'm dealing with now, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, Lifewise Assurance Company, Social Security, and Employer S&C Level and Constructors, previously known as Enron. Working class people cannot outspend auto insurance companies or outlast them, and they know this. Most injured are overwhelmed by all the paperwork, appointments, attacks on credibility, surveillance, loss of income, on top of recovering from a difficult injury. Most people will choose to settle before trial because the court experience is unknown and scary for most. Some injured have been intimidated by discussions of a possible bad outcome and having to pay thousands of dollars to the auto insurance company if the lawsuit fails, or they actually basically lose the suit. Again, most attorneys will not take your case to trial unless worth their while. Most auto insurance companies prefer to try their cases in federal court instead of state court because, in my opinion, justice leans their way, and they have developed most contacts in this system. Do the injured win cases when going to trial? Yes, they do. But is it worth the cost, the harassment and intimidation, and the additional pain and suffering? Most auto insurance companies are literally banking that it's not worth it for the injured. And in my opinion, they have the bucks to prove it. Yet, recognize the final decision is and always will be yours. Make sure you are ready for the fight ahead. Educate yourself on what you'll be facing. And for goodness sake, turn in your popsicle for at least a machete. Best wishes on the outcome. Whatever happens, don't give up on moving forward. There is always opportunity as long as you don't give up. If you have experiences or comments on today's show with an auto insurance company, share them today on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show. I'd like to take a moment and extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musician Forrest M. There's a new car accident survey available for your input. It's the Insured Civil Rights Survey. Visit hashtag Estra's Accident Survey. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. Please take the 3 minutes and tell us about how you've been affected. Again, you can find it on Facebook under Talking About You with Estra, along with at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Accident Surveys. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, 1:30, same day, Saturday. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed Estra's radio show, brand, TV, and blog to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.